The Lord of the harvest is calling for laborers true in his field. Together the sheaves there they perish when mercy no more is revealed. We bask in the sunlight of glory on heavenly manna we're fed, while some on the oceans in darkness are starving for life-giving bread. They perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. God pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
Yet Jesus to save him has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie. A cheerful greeting to all the listeners of radio station XEG. This is the Mission Trail broadcast of Guthrie, Oklahoma, and your speaker is Willie Murphy. We're certainly happy to be coming your way once again with another gospel message over this powerful radio station. We've received much encouragement from the response of those who hear the Mission Trail and also those who get the printed copies each week. For the benefit of our new listeners, let me explain that we do publish this message and mail it each week free of charge to those who request it. If you're not now receiving these copies, be sure to send us your name and address if you would like for us to mail them to you. There's no cost or obligation. We're glad to have a part in the great work of the Lord, and we feel that this message is proving a blessing to many souls. We would appreciate your prayers. For our scripture reading, listen to this verse from 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 5. It says, "Now the end of the commandment is charity, out of a pure heart, and of a good conscience, and of faith unfeigned." On our last broadcast, I spoke of an evil conscience and how such a conscience is not a safe guide for one to follow. One's conscience must be properly instructed if we hope to use it as a guide in fulfilling the will of God. But I would like to point out that your conscience is a very important part of your spiritual life. In fact, it is hard to serve God without a good conscience. We see from this verse in Timothy that one should have a pure heart and a good conscience. Now, we understand that a pure heart can only be made this way by the atoning blood of Christ through faith in his redemptive plan for man's salvation. This brings satisfaction to one whose heart has been made pure. It also causes one's conscience to be at ease. And speaking of the Gentiles which had not the law, notice how God used their conscience to work with them. In Romans chapter 2 and verses 14 and 15 we read, "For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these, having not the law, are a law unto themselves, which shew the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts, the meanwhile accusing or else excusing one another." So you see, one's conscience cannot be separated from his spiritual welfare. For he must have a good conscience without the knowledge of guilt. I would say that a good conscience is worth more than all the wealth of the world and all the learning of the wise men combined. Listen to this testimony which the Apostle Paul had as quoted from Acts 24:16. And herein do I exercise myself, to have always a conscience void of offense toward God and toward men. Let me tell you something. To have a conscience void of offense toward God and men is no small thing. I would say that this is certainly a good conscience. Wouldn't you? In 1 John chapter 3 and verses 20 and 21 we read, For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart, and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. A number of years ago, a police officer came to the home of a certain lady whom I knew very well. She went to the door to see what he wanted. He immediately said to her, Don't be afraid, lady. We won't harm you. Then he went on to explain what information he was seeking. But she had an answer for him which I have long remembered and which seems to me was so fitting for the occasion. She said, I'm not afraid, for I haven't done anything to be afraid for. Now, on the other hand, think how differently it might have been if she knew of some violation which had been committed, and the police officers were coming to take her to jail. In other words, I would say that she had a good conscience. She had no knowledge of a wrongdoing which warranted her being arrested by the police officer. It must be a dreadful thing for criminals to continually live in fear of being arrested. They take many precautions to avoid police officers and others who might give them away lest they should be taken by the courts of justice. Now, the basic trouble is this. Their conscience is not at ease and is causing them misery. If the conscience can be purified, then happiness will be the result. Listen to this verse from Hebrews 9:14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Think about it, friends. God made a provision through the atonement of his Son, Christ Jesus, who shed his blood that our conscience may be purified through faith in him, and that you might have a conscience void of offense toward God and man. In other words, he has made provision for us to have a good conscience. In 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 21 we read, The like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Let us sum it up then in this manner. One who has a conscience which is properly instructed and fully understands the will of God is certainly blessed indeed. Then, as one lives with a clear conscience at all times, he has assurance and confidence that he can call upon his Heavenly Father in time of need. Again, I say, a good conscience is worth much. Listen now as Patsy brings you this thought.
What money cannot do. Money, no doubt, is a power, but a power of well-defined and narrow limits. It will purchase plenty, but not peace. It will furnish your table with luxuries, but not you with an appetite to enjoy them. It will surround your sick bed with physicians, but not restore health to a sickly frame. It will encompass you with flatterers, but will not produce true friends. It will bribe for you into silence the tongues of accusing men, but not an accusing conscience. It will pay some debt, but not the largest one of all, your debt to the law of God. It will relieve many fears, but not those of guilt, the terrors that crown the brows of death. He stands as grim and terrible by the dying bed of wealth as by the pallet of the poorest beggar whom pitiless riches has thrust from her door. Selected.
Thank you, Patsy. Friends, we hope if there is one tonight who hears this broadcast and your conscience is defiled and guilty through many transgressions which you have committed before God and man, we hope that from this time on you may turn your hearts to God and find that peace and satisfaction which He alone can give. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank Thee for the provision which has been made, whereby we may have a clear conscience before God and man. Should there be one listening to the broadcast tonight whose conscience is not in a good condition, we pray that You would help them to seek the pardon of Thy forgiveness, and so learn the joy of living with a conscience void of offense toward God and man. And to Thee we'll give the praise through Christ our Savior. Amen. Listen now to the song, Oh the Glory, as sung by Lynn Carver, Arnett Carver, Troy Gentry, and Manuel Mitchell.
I was kneeling one day, asking God to forgive me. I was deep in despair, had no peace within. I surrendered my all unto Jesus the Savior.
Then the glory came down.
I was saved from sin.
Oh, the glory did roll.
I was happy and free.
I had heard a sweet voice.
Speak pardon to me.
Such a wonderful joy
I was given within.
When the Savior in love
saved me from all sin.
I will praise His dear name
and the joy in my heart all along the way.
I am longing to see heaven's glorious city.
And to hear the Lord call,
come and live for it.
The glory did roll.
I was happy and free.
I had heard a sweet voice
speak pardon to me.
Such a wonderful joy
I was given within.
When the Savior in love save me from all sin.
This message has been brought to you by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If you would like a printed copy free of charge, you may have one by simply sending us your request. There is no charge or obligation. And now until next Friday night at 10:45, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be yours, each and every one, and a very pleasant good night.